My very dear and senior, most senior, godbrother Satchinandan Swamis asked me to say a few words. So I will say just a few words. I'm a little embarrassed because I'm in his presence and I'm in the presence of His Holiness Dhanadhar Swami. And both of them are my Shiksha gurus. So. Kali Kali Nama Rup Krishna Avatar Namo Hete Haya Sarva Jagat Dishtara. In this age of Kali, the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. Simply by chanting the holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. Anyone who does this is certainly delivered. So this is one of the many verses that crosses the mind of a kirtanir when chanting these holy names, particularly the names of Krishna, the primary names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Hare. Because we're never meant to chant mechanically, we're meant to actually chant in a particular mood. Actually, through chanting, we're begging for mercy. And Srila Prabhupada very aptly put it. He gave a nice analogy, because analogies help us to understand deep philosophical thoughts. He said this chanting is just like the cry of a baby for its mother. And we know that according to the nature of that cry, the mother comes or she doesn't come. If the child just wants some little attention, he may cry, but if there's some precarious situation, the baby cries with desperation and mother comes running. So this is an appeal to the Lord, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, for service, because by service we receive grace, we receive blessings, we receive ultimately love of God, prema. So when we're in programs like this, where we're all chanting together, we want to develop that proper mood and chant in a mood of desperation that within this lifetime we can achieve that prema. One time Prabhupada was in Boston and he led the kirtan. And after the kirtan, one guest, Bhakta Tom, he raised his hand. He said, Swamiji, we seem to be chanting the same name over and over again. Could you explain to all of us what is the meaning of this song? So Prabhupada paused for a moment and he could have explained in so many ways the Maha Mantra. But on that particular occasion, he gave us a very a deep understanding. He said, what does this chanting mean? He said, it means, my friend, my friend, my friend. Like that. So of course, we're not in the level where we consider Krishna our friend. We're still sadhakas, we're still servants. We're praying in the mood of a sadhaka servant. But we can understand to what depth this chanting can take us, that we can one day become actually intimate with the Lord. And we should have faith that just by chanting these three words, Hare Krishna and Rama, everything that can be attained in spiritual life will be attained. To give us that impression, Kaviraj Goswami, he describes this mantra as a Krishna avatar. Kali Kali, in this age which we're unfortunately residing, living, this Nam Rup, this holy name, it's a Krishna avatar. It's one of the forms of the Lord that descends in the form of sound into this world. Avatar means one who descends from the spiritual world. So here's a sound incarnation. We've heard of a literary incarnation, Srila Vyasadeva. We know of the different incarnations, the Das avatars of the Lord. Interestingly, here's a sound incarnation of the Lord. And that sound incarnation should meet the criteria of an incarnation. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes that when he comes to this world, three things are accomplished as the incarnation. That he delivers the devotees, that the demoniac are vanquished, and religious principles are reestablished. So does the holy name, this Nam Rup, Krishna Avatar, do that? Yes. Certainly devotees are enlivened. Seeing all you dance in ecstasy, it's obvious that by coming in contact with Krishna, who is the reservoir of all pleasure, we dance in ecstasy. Are the demoniac vanquished? Well, yes, in a certain way. Lord Chaitanya, who delivered this holy name, he talked about the vanquishing of demons in the sense that their demoniac propensities are destroyed. Just like when Mahaprabhu took out her Sudarsan chakra to kill Jagai and Madhai for their offense against Lord Nityananda. Nitai grabbed the arm of Mahaprabhu and he said, this Sudarshan is not applicable in this incarnation in Kali Yuga. Your ashtras, your weapons are the holy names, your devotees, and Bhagavat Prasadam. So he didn't kill Jagai and Madhai, but out of his causeless mercy, he destroyed their demoniac tendencies, desires. He actually requested of them, will you give up sinful activity? They said, yes, sir, immediately. And he said, then I will, and you will always chant this Maha Mantra? Yes, sir, we will always chant this. Then he picked them up and he embraced them. Patit Pavana, the deliverer of the most fallen. He picked them up and he embraced them. He embraced Jagai and Madhai, and by doing so, he absorbed all their sinful reactions. And as a result, his body turned blackish. Gauranga became black. Not bluish black like the monsoon cloud, like Krishna's compared to, but like black like night. Devotees were, oh, what has happened? Mahaprabhu said, I have absorbed the sinful reactions of Jagai and Madhai. And he made a proclamation that anyone who offends a Vaishnava, I will give them these reactions of Jagai and Madhai. So devotees are very afraid of Vaishnava aparat. Therefore, every morning before they begin their day, they cover all the Vaishnavas, past, present, and future. Vanchakalpa turubhyascha vipusindu bhebacha paditanam bhavanevyo. We offer our respects to devotees we may have offended consciously or unconsciously. So yes, the demoniac are vanquished. And does this Maha Mantra, this incarnation, reestablish religious principles? What are religious principles? Prabhupada said in one lecture, religion is founded on four things: cleanliness, truthfulness, mercy, and austerity. These are basic religious principles. So how does the Maha Mantra reestablish cleanliness, truthfulness, mercy, and austerity in the age of Kali? Well, when people come in contact with this Maha Mantra and they desire to take it up and chant sincerely, then they become clean. They become truthful. They take up austerity and truthfulness. So when the holy name spreads far and wide and people become devotees, then these religious principles are gradually reintroduced. So powerful this avatar, Nam Rup, Krishna avatar, that we can have faith that all our desires will one day be achieved by chanting, especially under the guidance of a devotee like Sachinandan Swami and Burijan Prabhu, who've organized this retreat, because chanting is always beneficial. Even if one says the holy name in jest, still some benefit is there. What to speak if one comes into contact with many devotees chanting together like this? The loud chanting of the holy name is particularly potent. Jiva Goswami says in his Bhakti Sandarbha that when one chants in kirtan, like this congregational chanting, the holy name is so merciful in the assembly of devotees that one could get a glimpse of what is real ecstasy, even as a neophyte. So that's why we came here today. We barged into your program. We interrupted your program because we knew Sachinandan Swami was here, Burijan Prabhu, and there would be other illustrious devotees coming like Danadhar Swami and others, we knew we could just come here and somehow beg, borrow, or steal, but get some of the mercy of the holy name in your association. So I won't take any more of your valuable time. I know we're not here for speaking today. This is just for kirtan. But I only spoke because Maharaj asked me to. So thank you for your service. We have to all leave now. We're going back to Vrindavan proper, and we have our various duties. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Japa retreat ki. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra ki. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki. Om Premanande.